Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to The Ooze. I'm T.C. Downey, and with me on the air is Lehi and Jeanette. Jeanette, sorry it took me so long to get to you. Apparently my browser was kind of stuck, and it wasn't refreshing to update it. I had to go hit the refresh to get you up on the switchboard. So welcome to the show.
Oh, you're fine. No, I was having a hell of a time logging into BTR myself.
Did you have fun with the refresh issue?
Yeah, I had to like refresh it 3 times, and then some pop-up ad like spun another thing, except it cut the page off, and I had to like go back.
Right on. All right. Well, Lehi, how are you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing quite well.
Right on. So, I guess Jason, you probably should call him. That is, if you concur with what we discussed last week, man. Sorry to be cryptic. I'm gonna let everybody know in a few minutes anyway. I just wanted to see if Jason had any final thoughts on it before it all went through. So. In the meantime, I guess should start by just basically saying that I'm beginning to just feel the show's run its course, and I think it's probably a good idea to go ahead and just stop doing the ooze. We were right around our 313th episode or something. Almost at 50,000 listens, and we've covered a ton of shit. I mean, so much so that it's kind of hard to really come up with anything good and interesting to talk about for a solid hour. And I guess when you're done poking fun at other people and shit, there's really not much left to do. There's still a lot more. I don't know, internalizing, reading, trying to look at things from a different angle. It's just, and this kind of thing can be discussed in the Sin chat room. We're not really drawing any kind of, big audience as far as, in reality it goes. Sure, there's a couple thousand people that listen a month. That's only a couple of thousand of people. And, it's not really generating a whole lot of discussion. You know, we all come on and talk to each other and discuss things, but we could do that in tiny chat without being under a microphone all the time. I got Jason on the line, so what's up, Jason?
Hey, man, what's going on? I'm in agreement with pretty much what you're saying. It's not so much the numbers because. I mean, thinking about a show of this type, what we got going on, we've got a good set of numbers. But what you are saying is that we can do the same thing that we do on the U's every week on Tiny Chat on Sin for free, and it's a little bit more interactive. Or we could do YouTube for all the good it's doing us, because the majority of our audience listens on the archives anyway, so they aren't getting the interactive benefit of the live shows. So, you know, we post YouTube videos or do what have you and have these same types of discussions at our leisure. And, yeah, I think the ooze is pretty much, I mean, we had some lofty goals for it, but as far as, you know, generating the type of conversation we were hoping to generate, I mean, this is supposed to be a two-way street. And lately, it's just been, you know, the host coming on and there'd be a few people calling in or what have you, but it hasn't generated that conversation that we were hoping to generate.
Okay. So, yeah, you guys both have a chance to say whatever you got to say about it. Give us your opinion.
I definitely agree. I mean, it's easy to go into SinChat and do the same thing and interact with people in other ways. It just seems you guys are putting money into this and not seeing much return for it. So, while it's awesome, and you can still keep the archive up, right?
Yeah, we can still keep the archives up. Now, I did actually sort of have the idea of putting it up for sale. I wanted to talk to Jason sometime earlier this week, but I guess it wasn't able to happen. But I was thinking maybe we'd do some kind of like name raffle. I mean, the price is $666, right? That's what we do. We set
okay.
the price, and then what the bidders all put their name into a raffle and do a raffle, some random generated raffle. Somebody just, you know, puts the names down on a piece of paper and draws it out of a hat. And that person gets to pay $666 for the use. Now, of course, I don't really expect that anybody, you know, would want it, but we'll see. I think it'll be fun. So,
right on.
I mean, we get scheduled for the official close down, but if, you know, somebody wants it, then they can pay $666. And I, of course, will make sure to share some of that with each of the co-hosts. I think that would only be fair. So.
And I don't think that tonight should be the last show. I think that, I mean, we're announcing that we're shutting it down. I don't think we're going to do a Tuesday show. And of course the due date for the next payment would be the 20th. So I don't think we're doing another payment. But what I'd like to do is do another show tonight, and I know the show's going to get listened to, and I know that that's the funny thing about this. It'll cause a minor firestorm across the internet amongst a certain crowd. That's what's kind of cool is that, you know, even though we come on to here every week and we're looking to talk to a broader audience, we do talk to the same little clique of people, and even those people who don't feel like they, you know, are necessarily part of that clique, I mean, they are, and they listen. So. I think that tomorrow night what I'd like to do is we do a show, and it's just an hour-long show, and as many of the hosts as we can get to call in and share their parting thoughts or what they might be doing after, you know, with their free Saturday night or Sunday night that they have now, call in and do that.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. That sounds good. So it's a two-night farewell, we'll do it that way. I mean,
right on.
There's not really, I mean, shit, other than the stuff going on with that Zimmerman dude, there's really not much else I can even think to talk about at the moment other than maybe, I don't know, just, you know, seeing what you guys think has happened this past year. I mean.
What if you can get the King on?
Pardon me?
Or if you can get Jason King on, do you still talk to him?
I do still talk to him, but getting him on to here would be pretty tough. I mean, he considers himself to be a retired man. So, yeah.
Well, I think it'd be cool if he could at least say goodbye, because he's contributed a few episodes for a while.
Right. Well, you know, I kind of had this idea that I was thinking about maybe trying after the ooze is done, and I've had a little bit of time to work on the shit that I want to work on. But I was thinking about maybe doing something in a composed video form, maybe something that could be more interactive. Like I looked into that Blog TV at one point in time, but there's also that live stream thing. I thought that Mindflux was pretty brilliant for tapping into that. He just didn't, he couldn't put together the content to do it. I'm kind of, thinking something along those lines, maybe in the distant future. I'm not really sure how long it would take to really put together something. I'm certainly not looking to jump into something half-cocked either. I'd like to really have something to say if I'm going to do a project like that. So.
Yeah, that sounds, the live stream thing sounds pretty cool, but yeah, it sounds like a big investment of time.
Yeah, we definitely would have to invest time. I mean, first, just understanding how the shit works. That'd take a bit. It's going to have to read the instruction manual, get used to something other than this. What the hell do they call it now? Studio? Jason, that's right, right? It's the studio now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't it used to be the switchboard?
Yeah, they used to be a switchboard, now it's a studio.
Yeah, so.
Hey, what's the difference?
It's prettier.
They
prettied it up.
And they put the chat room in a iframe on the player, so you can see everything all at once. It used to be you had to have them open in two separate tabs, and you would, end up making your caller wait like 5 or 10 minutes because you're busy watching what was going on in the chat room, or you wouldn't answer anybody in the chat room because you're busy waiting to see if someone was calling in on the switchboard. So,
Jeanette, do you have anything to add? Because I don't know. It sounds to me like we kind of caught you by surprise with this.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely caught by surprise by this. I'm really like, wow, that's I didn't know that y'all had been discussing this. But I do think that the Oozes run a really good course. That's what I was just sort of thinking about some of the, shows that have been done and, the fun that's been had and the sometimes really deep discussions that have been had. And, it's had a good run. I'd rather see the Ooze go out on top than, peter out to the point where there's, nothing left to say and it's just, still going on anyways.
Well, I think part of what we're talking about doing too is drawing back, trying to regroup and regather what it is we want to do, because it's kind of, we set out with Outbreak, we started talking about take action. There's a lot of thought going into that.
Yeah.
I know when the U started, it was supposed to be about, the occult, and in many ways about a lot of the fourth way, or kind of self-awareness and development, transgression. And it just kind of, the message just kind of got muddled. So for me, a lot of this is going to be about, kind of gathering our thoughts, questioning the Ooze brand itself, that the Ooze brand doesn't have the same meaning to us that it used to have. We went with the new logo design and everything, and the Ooze got started as, let's be honest, it was an extension of what was going on with the Cult of Cthulhu. Not that there's anything wrong with that necessarily, it's just, it's not where we're at now. And I'm hoping that, actually, by putting the word out, I hope that, Derek calls it, not to get ragged on or whatever. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully, just calls in to, share his thoughts and, because he was here at the beginning. Not only Jason King calling in, but if we can get Darkpool to call in, if we can get, Zach to call in tomorrow night, Wicked Pup and I mispronounced her name. Yeah. Everybody's had a piece of this, everybody that's been involved with this. Ron French, I know he's a regular listener. If he wants to call in and share his thoughts, that would be all for tomorrow night. And hopefully it's pretty much a rapid-fire thing of, one caller after another. But, yeah, I don't think that this is going to be the last time that TC or I are on the Internet trying to do something in a format, maybe not this type of format, but something similar.
Well, and I do think that the take action message, I think it's definitely fallen away. And I will say that I miss that because I really did like that direction that things were heading in.
I think what Jason's saying is we're not abandoning that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're pursuing it.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what this is about for us.
Right, right. So we're kind of we're drawing away from the ooze because it's just not going the direction we want to go. We wanted to go in that take action kind of direction. TC's got a big project that he's lining up and everything else. It's going to be a big piece of what's going on there. Eminent Mind will still be going. We'll probably even have more activity on it now because we're going to be focusing a lot of our energies into that. One of my things, I've been threatening to do this for months, but now that Sunday nights will be freed up, I'm going to start trying to talk locally. Actually, you know, go to one of the local coffee shops here and just be available for an hour, 2 hours. It'll be either Sunday nights or Monday nights, and I'll have all my art shit there, and I'll have, you know, some books, and I'll be talking it up and letting people know, you know, this is what we got going on, this is what we're thinking about, and so the Satanists here in Austin or whatever, if they want to hook up and just discuss what ideas we've got, that'll be going on. So that's at least my thinking as far as doing things after the ooze.
I kind of wanted to just throw in there that this is not like any kind of farewell to the people that we interact with, and, you know, every week here on the show. As a matter of fact, I've gone through the process of getting a public phone number for the fact that you folks can actually call me, the ones that I do communicate with. I still would definitely like to continue the exchange of ideas. I just don't think it's necessary to have them recorded and have them forced at a specific time of the week. I think it's more of something that should be more natural. For those that are interested in actually getting a hold of me outside of here, 727-495-MIND. That's my public phone number. And so, you know, if I don't answer, leave a message. I'll get back to you.
I guess I would also encourage people to, if they're not already members of the Satanic International Network, to join up on there because we're going to be taking advantage of that forum. So more blog posts, I'm sure. We're going to be in Tiny Chat a little bit more, just talking about whatever. So sometimes it'll be the, you know, whatever ridiculous stuff's going on in Tiny Chat at the time, and sometimes it might be a serious discussion. And if one of us, any of us, hosts, you know, Lehi, Jeanette, anybody, I would suggest that if one of us decides we have something to say or we want to talk about, you know, announcing it on the wall there in Sin, announcing it as, you know, that we're going to be in Tiny Chat at this particular time and that we want to discuss this. So anybody's interested in that discussion should log in and be there for that. So it might not be a regularly scheduled event, but it could be a regular kind of thing where every few weeks or so, somebody's in Tiny Chat with an actual topic of discussion.
Okay. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I just had an idea about the archives for this show. I was thinking whoever ends up with owning the archives, because you're saying might sell it off, but whoever ends up being the owner at the end of the day, just a quick idea is they could definitely take the material if they wanted to take the time and repurpose that into other things. At least that would be a selling point for me to actually want to buy it. Would be to, you could turn the topics into, or the material into, say, blog posts or videos or whatever the hell you want.
Right on.
I think cool. That's cool. Go ahead, dude.
Oh, please.
I was going to say, it sounds like Lehi just made a bid, so he can just bring the check by here tomorrow, man.
Hey, that's funny. with all that being said and done, I really like the idea of, you know, posting some kind of an announcement and encouraging, a discussion format to happen in Tiny Chat every now and then, you know. I've noticed there's kind of been a couple of periods where there's lulls, there's people who pop on the wall to say, what the fuck, nobody's in there.
Yeah.
Maybe if there was a coordinated kind of meeting sort of thing going on in there, that might be encouragement for people to hang around there longer and help keep that site nice and healthy, because it is, I mean, absolutely fun in the environment there. And I think that's cool. So.
Right on. And we started showing up there on a regular basis too. That I don't know when this would happen, but if I could commit to, Jason's going to be in Tiny Chat every night at this time from 11 to midnight or whatever. Or whatever, every, Saturday or Friday or whatever that ends up fucking being. That might be, I don't know, not necessarily me, but, that might be a draw for some people if one of us characters was good to go for a regular, appearance there.
It would be a draw right. for me, honestly, because sometimes it seems like I never catch anybody that I want to in Tiny Chat. Like, whenever I wind up going in there, it's people that, like, I don't know really well, or I've seen quite a bit of, or whatever. I'm like, where are all the people I want to talk to?
Right. You seem to get pretty bored in there pretty quickly when you're there. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I've been in there once or twice when you've been in there, and you bounce
yeah.
out pretty fast. I know there are certain folks there that you got to kind of coax to get them really going, like Sam Daniels or LCB, as he's known in Satanic International Network. It's a really sharp dude, and he's actually I know that he's attempting to do a documentary that has never been done before on Satanism. It's one that focuses on the external current that's going on and nothing that's really directly related to the COS stuff. So it's kind of the reverse of what's out there right now. So that's something you might hit him up with, find out where that's at.
Right on.
So, whatever. We got, 30-something minutes. There's no reason to, stick on the damn phone here tonight. We can do all this stuff tomorrow night, and just get the word out there. I mean, I'm thinking myself that maybe pop in a Tiny Chat for a little bit and hang out and see what's going on. What needed to be said tonight has been said. Nobody else is calling in except for 213, who sucks to be you, fucker. I don't know what you're doing with your weekends now.
That's 4213.
You know what? It'll be funny if they log into Tiny Chat on Sin with that phone number 213 whatever as their name, and they just sit there and lurk there.
Yeah, I would like to know who that is. I really would like to know who that is out of curiosity. Yeah.
So right on. Yeah, I got nothing else really to say tonight. But definitely tomorrow night, I'm going to be asking questions and letting you know what my thinking is, and nothing really different than I've said tonight, but I'll be doing a little extra digging to get people to talk. So call in if you got thoughts about the use and it closing out, and looking forward to seeing you folks on Tiny Chat and Sin.
All right, wait, just as I open my fat mouth, I got 708 area code on the line, so let's get them on here real quick. All right, so 708, you're on the ooze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the dude they called earlier asking about, the rituals and stuff.
Right on. What do you want to know about rituals, man?
Okay, so you guys are aware of Joy of Satan, that, the website, it's set up.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty familiar with what we call the Joy of Stitching.
Never heard of them.
Okay, so I'm there. There's this, I don't know how to put it. There's this ritual to summon demons, etc., whatnot. And I'm looking to summon Astaroth. How do I do this stuff? I'm looking at some of the, I have the materials for what I need, but I'm confused on what I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
Is anybody here affiliated with the Joy of Satan or in any way involved with the composing of the ritual he's talking about on that website?
This is a huge list of stuff.
The point I'm making here, right, is that since we're not affiliated with the Joy of Satan and none of us we're not involved in the writing of that ritual, it's going to be kind of tough for us to explain it because not only we're not familiar with the material, but, you know, we really, I think everybody here, they may disagree, but we consider the Joy of Satan a questionable source, necessarily a valid source of information. So if you send an email to those folks at the Joy of Satan, I'm sure they'll be happy to answer any questions you might have about their rituals.
Have you guys done any, like, summoning rituals before yourselves?
Certainly, but...
Yeah, I was 15.
How'd that turn out?
Well, that's me confused. It's a matter of perspective, really.
Huh. Because, like, I don't know. Like, I've seen so many sources from, like, people saying to do this weird, like, arcane-esque style magic and some, like, summoning. But I just don't know.
You know what?
I'm
going to throw you a bone, okay? check out warlockasylum.wordpress.com. If there was anybody familiar with rituals and ancient Sumerian demons and stuff like that, if anybody really has a good wrap around it in our neck of the woods, that would be the dude to talk to.
Okay.
And something else I would suggest with ritual magic, if you're really serious about engaging in magic, no amount of explanation, no amount of reading material is going to give you what you need to actually perform a ritual. Until you make the attempt, until you actually dig in and do it, and you're going to have to do it several times before you start figuring out what it is you're trying to accomplish, what's considered a success, whatever you're doing, and you have to have realistic goals. But until you've actually done it, then a lot of what you're reading is not going to make any sense to you because you have no frame of reference.
Okay, I get you. So I'm just going to check out these two sites. I hope they're not bogus because I've seen a lot of bogus stuff. I've seen, like, weird warlock stuff from that stick. Like, I've seen everything, like, sticking your hands in your ass. I mean, I don't know. So I just want to, like...
Hey, stick your hand in your ass is very effective.
Look, man, we are all probably some of the biggest skeptics in terms of a lot of the materials that are put out there by different organizations like the JOS or the COC or the TOS or whatever. I mean, there are so many different little theists and polytheists and voodoo type whatever's out there, and a lot of them really kind of hack together real esoteric information with a bunch of made up bullshit to sell their own hook and give you a membership card. So
there's a lot of those paid sites out there.
You know what? To be fair, everything I've ever read on ritual magic, on spell casting, on, you know, summoning demons, summoning angels, whatever, talking to the dead, everything I've read has been to some people totally bogus, complete bullshit, you're completely unable to prove it is true, but I guarantee it has worked for at least one person at one time.
Uh-huh.
So
well, yeah.
all you can do is try it.
Unless they're like a troll, they wouldn't actually like take the time to put it out there.
I've heard of people putting out bullshit that they knew was bullshit and other people coming along and claim it worked for them, a la the 1970-whatever Necronomicon.
I think
it's a placebo.
Yeah, great.
Okay. I get you.
Yeah, the authors, even the authors that say that the Necronomicon was a valid source document for ritual cast, spell casting, everything else, they tell you that they left it full of holes to make it impossible to work as it is. But there are people who pick up that document and say they got it to work anyways. So, like I said, it just takes whatever your definition of success is. If you do it and you accomplish that success, well, there you go. It worked for you.
Okay. So I'll get back to you guys later or whatever, see if I brought up Astaroth or whatever I did.
You should join Sin.
Yeah, you'll have to get to us on Sin, because if you've been listening to the show tonight, we're closing it out tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been listening to the show for such a long time that I've... Yeah.
Right on. Well, the archives are better, man.
Yeah. So... Yeah. So, I'll see you guys later. We'll drop some acid.
All right.
Now, yeah. Where were we?
We're closing the show out and talking ritual magic and dropping acid, apparently.
Hey, I'm all for dropping acid, man. That's the time I like to do ritual magic.
That blows my mind. You know, that blows my mind. Yeah, you're talking about ritual magic and everything else, and you're using actually mind-altering chemicals and stuff like that. There's some real evidence of, you know, a perspective-changing experience. Either the acid you have is shit, like somebody put, you know, one of those sweet tart things on a paper tab and told you it was acid and it just doesn't work for you, or you've got a really high tolerance or something. Good acid, you should be able to summon whatever the fuck you want to summon.
Right on. So anyway, like I was saying before, I'm going to head over to Sin. Let's close this out. And tomorrow night's it, man.
All right, man. Catch you tomorrow night.
Talk to you tomorrow night.
You'll have stick line, then. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Lehigh.